Okay, today we're going to continue in the ninth parak of Masechta Shviyos. We are up to Mishnah Vav, Parak Tes Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah is going to talk about when is the Shas Habir. Again, the Shas Habir means when that food is no longer available to animals in the field. So there, for different foods, it's a different time. So how do you know when that food item is not available to animal in the field? Because you can't just look at your own backyard. That's when it's not available in your field. But we just discussed in the previous Mishnah is that it's got to be unavailable in any of the fields in your entire region. So when do you know, when is that point in time? So Malachet Asav Malachim, if a person gathers together some fresh, moist grass and he brings them into his house, so when is he allowed to continue eating them until, when can he assume the Shas Habir is? Ad Sheyivash HaMatok. He's allowed to continue eating them only until the moisture has dried up. So meaning at that point, you have to assume that all of the moist grass in the field are also dried up and they're inedible, even animals wouldn't eat them, and therefore that is the Shas Habir, till the moisture dries up. That's not an absolute deadline, but it's a basic rule to follow. When it's still moist from the rains, you walk outside and the ground is still moist, you could assume that there's got to be fresh grass somewhere for animals to eat. But once the ground is dried up, then probably there's no more fresh grass for the animals to eat. That's how the Mishnah Rishona explains. So the Mishnah Rishona therefore adds that if you happen to know for sure that there is fresh grass available, even though the moisture has dried up, then it's not yet Shas Habir. Meaning this is not a definition of Shas Habir. The definition of Shas Habir is when it's no longer available. This is a way, an easy way to tell. Meaning this is what we call in Lamdus a simin, not a siba. It is a simin for when the Shas Habir is, but it is not the definition of the Shas Habir. V'amegavev biyavesh. And if a person gathers dry grass together, ad sheterid revia shnia, then he's allowed to continue eating it until the second rain of the following year, of the eighth year, comes down, because those are the rains that make the dry grass from Shemitah something that even the animals would not eat. The rainy season, there are three major rainfalls that we assume we learn all about in Maseches Tainus, and the Bartunura points out that the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan is the second rain, is the Revia Shnia. So it's only then that that we assume that it's the Shas Habir, and that's when you're not allowed to eat that dry grass anymore. Ali, or use that dry grass anymore. Ali kanim v'ali gefanim. If you gather together fresh leaves of kanim, of reeds, and leaves of grapevines, of gefanim, ad sheyishru me'avi, and so when is the Shas Habir? You can keep on using them in your house until they fall off of their branches, and at that point we assume that animals wouldn't eat them anymore, because wild animals will eat fresh leaves, from the reeds and from the grapevines, straight off the plant, but they're not going to eat them when they've fallen off of the plant. So the biur is when the animals would not eat them anymore. If a person gathers dry leaves, he can use those also until the second rain of the eighth year happens, because those rains make the dry leaves on something that even animals would not eat. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bekulan ad sheterid revia shnia. In all of these cases, as the Bartanur points out, bein asavim, bein kanim ukafanim, bein lachim, bein yveshim, in all of these cases, it's ad sheterid revia shnia, it's until the second rainy season, rain of the eighth year, comes, because Rabbi Kiva thinks that moist and dry grass are the same species. So you don't have an earlier Shas Habir for one than you have for the other. Whether the grass is moist or the grass is dry, it's all one item. So as long as any of them, either moist or dry, is available for animals in the field, it's not yet the Shas Habir, and that's why you have up until the Revia Shnia. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita, but the Bartanura says Ein Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. So now we move on to Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, are there cases where once we mentioned Revia Shnia in the previous Mishnah, so we're going to talk about the halachic importance of Revia Shnia legabe a lot of things. So Kiyotzebo, Hamaskir Bais Lechavero Ad Hagishamim. Let's say you make a rental agreement. I'm renting this house. I'm leasing this house to you up until the Gishamim, up until the rain. So what does that mean? Ad Sheterid Revia Shnia. That also means until the second rainfall. Gishamim is plural. So we assume assume it has to be the second rain, as opposed to if it was at Hageshem, then that would be the first rain. But this is Geshamim, so we assume it's the second rain. Hamudrana mechaveru ad Hageshamim. If you take a neder hanah, then I'm not going to get any hanah from you until the Geshamim. So when's that? Ad sheteret revi ashniyah. That's also until the second rainy season, the second major rain of the season. Now, when another halacha that relates to the revi'a shniya is that ad emas ha'aniyim nechnasan pardesos, until when can aniyim, can poor people come into other people's pardesos, other people's orchards, and gather and collect and take the matnos aniyim that are available in the field. The Torah allows for aniyim to have to take a lot of the matanos from the field, but only if it's not going to ruin the new planting that you have in the field. Meaning aniyim are not allowed to just trample all over your plants that you have in your field, so we do allow them to come in and take the leket shicha peya or whatever else, all the matnos aniyim that are in your field, but they're not allowed to come in and ruin your field in order to take the leket shicha peya. So until when can they come into the field? Again, until the revi'a shniya, may emasaynen b'sarfim b'tevur b'kashal shviyas. From what time, from what date are you allowed to get hana'a from either binen from or soref or to burn the stubble and the straw that grew in Shemitah year? That's also mishatei revi'a shniya. Meaning stubble and straw that grow during Shemitah do have kedushas shviyas, so you're not allowed to use them for in a way that will destroy them, like as to be sorry for them, to use them as fuel until the isser of using them goes away. When does the isser of using them go away? At the revi'a shniya, because once the revi'a shniya comes, the straw and the stubble in the field is not ra'oi for animals to eat, so you have to do bir with the straw and the stubble that you have in your house. So once you do the bir, now it becomes mutter again. Now you're allowed to use it however you want. The kedusha shviyas goes away from it once you've already done the biur. So to quickly summarize what we did today, in Mishnah Vav we learned that when the shas habiur is for moist grass and dry grass, and since we mentioned revi'a shniya, we had machlokas whether it's revi'a shniya for all those different things. Rabbi Akiva says it's always revi'a shniya. Tanakama said it's only revi'a shniya when you're dealing with dry grass. But once we mention revi'a shniya in Mishnah Vav, so Mishnah Zayin tells us a number of other halachos that relate to revi'a shniya. Number one, about renting a house until the geshamim. Number two, about aniyim entering your pardes to gather and collect your the matnos aniyim. And number three, at which point you're allowed to be so rafe, you're allowed to burn and get hana from stubble of Shemitah. So in all three of those cases, revi'a shniya is a critical time period. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Ches, and we'll Be'ez Hashem conclude the ninth Perek of Maseches Shviyas.